Now, this week, farmers took to the streets in Brussels to protest against the Mercosur deal, a new trade agreement finalised last weekend between the EU and a group of South American countries, including Brazil, Argentina and Uruguay. Farmer concern in this country has focused on the quota of 99,000 tonnes of beef that can be imported from the Mercosur countries at a reduced tariff. They are concerned about the impact on prices, on animal welfare, and in common with environmentalists, the increasing pressure on rainforests. Now, many different voices have been heard on this subject all across RTÉ Radio 1 in the past few weeks, and the conversation will continue into 2025. Professor Alan Matthews is an expert in European agricultural policy, a familiar voice to listeners of Countrywide. He's with us this morning. Good morning, Alan. What is your take on this deal?
Good morning, Brenda. In my view, beef farmers can relax and enjoy their Christmas dinner. I think this Mercosur agreement will have at most a marginal impact on beef prices. And if I could explain why I take this view, as you rightly say, the agreement opens two tariff rate quotas for Mercosur beef. So these are obviously competitive beef producers, but the agreement does not give them duty-free access, free access to the European market. Normally, the tariff on imported beef is equivalent to, say, 40 to 45%. And what a tariff rate quota does, it's an unusual term perhaps, it allows access for a limited amount of beef at a lower tariff rate, in this case, 7.5%. And we have two tariff rate quotas. One is 55,000 tonnes for fresh beef, and the other is 44,000 tonnes for frozen beef. And this compares to beef consumption in the EU of around 6.5 million tonnes, just to sort of put that in context. But for Irish farmers, it's really the quota for fresh beef which is of most concern, because this is where the high value cuts that you find on your supermarket shelves will be found. But what's important, Brenda, to understand is that Mercosur, the agreement doesn't mean that there will be an additional 55,000 tonnes of fresh beef arriving from the Mercosur countries. The point is that Mercosur already exports around 100 to maybe 110,000 tonnes of fresh beef annually, so it varies a little from year to year. Some of this already comes in under two different and other tariff rate quotas, but Mercosur is actually able to export beef at what we call out-of-quota arrangements. So they actually pay the full tariff, and yet they are still able to find demand within the European Union. So we call these the over-quota imports. And what essentially will happen with this fresh beef quota is that the exporting companies will simply substitute their over-quota imports for the new tariff rate quota. It will not mean additional beef from the exporting countries. It will simply be a substitution. They will benefit, of course, from the lower tariff rate, so they'll get a higher return on their exports, but it will not mean very much. It will mean a small, I would perhaps estimate maybe up to 10,000 tonnes of additional beef in the fresh meat quota, but very much smaller amounts than what most of the debate assumes will take place.
See, Alan, it's so easy to get kind of bamboozled by figures and quotas and percentages and everything. But I think kind of when it comes down to the kind of basic question, it's beef farmers are concerned that the impact of the 99,000 tonnes of beef imported with lower tariffs will drive the prices down.
I don't think that's really going to happen. As I say, you may see some small increase, nothing like the 99,000 tonnes that is the tariff rate quota. If you're an exporting company, and JBS is the big Brazilian exporter, the largest meat company in the world, they are not going to lower their price. Why should they? They have a demand at their existing price. They will want to exploit as much of that market price as possible. So I don't see any reduction in price, but what will happen is that these exporting companies will benefit from the lower tariff on the in quota rate, the in quota amounts that they can export. So the margin, the market price impacts, in my view, will be very marginal, and certainly compared to the very significant increases in beef prices that farmers have been in. Enjoying and reasonably so in recent years.
And Alan, briefly, there are concerns about the safety of the beef in terms of hormones and the impact of deforestation in Brazil. And I know there are checks within the EU and that, but are you sure, are people sure that these are going to be robust enough for any of the issues that might arise?
Absolutely. Deforestation is, of course, a critical concern. It's important to bear in mind here that we normally think of the Amazon when we think of deforestation. There's also another area in Brazil, the Cerrado, which is vulnerable. But of course, there are four Mercosur countries, and we don't yet know how these countries will divide up the quota that the agreement would give them if it were ratified. For example, Uruguay has suggested that the quota should be divided equally between the four countries. So if we're worried about deforestation in Brazil, not only will the overall agreement result in a very small increase in imports, but it will also be even smaller when you actually just look at Brazil alone. But of course, what we observe is that the impact of deforestation in the Amazon very much depends on who's in power in Brazil. So when Lula was in power in his previous presidential period, we saw enforcement increasing. We saw deforestation falling. We then had the change to Bolsonaro, who basically gave free rein to cut the Amazon. And we see Lula again in power, and already we see an impact there. Deforestation rates have fallen quite considerably over the last 12 months. What I think is important, Brenda, here is that. Yeah. To understand that actually there's only a small number of holdings in Brazil that are actually certified to export beef to produce beef for slaughter in the export plants that are approved to export to the EU. In fact, it's only around 1,200 holdings in total in Brazil are certified to export to produce beef for export to the EU, and none of these are in the areas of Brazil which are vulnerable to deforestation. One of the big problem is that we have very good information on the animals on these farms. They have to comply with full EU regulations regarding animal identification, traceability, tags, and so on, but only for the period that they're on the farm, which is usually the last sort of 3 months maybe of their lives. When these farms are purchasing feeder animals, so the young animals that they purchase in to fatten up, they may indeed come from farms that have been recently deforested. And that is the weakness, the loophole. Mm-hmm. We do know, of course, we now have in the EU a new deforestation regulation, which requires importers to ensure that their supply chains are deforestation free. So that's an important extra weapon, if you like, against deforestation.
Alan, can I stop you there? Because there's so much to think about. And you've given us so much food for thought. And this is something that is going to continue, and we'll talk about it in this programme over the next year in very, very strong detail. And we'd love you to come back and join in that conversation again. And have a lovely Christmas to you and yours, Alan. That's Alan Matthews, Professor of European Agricultural Policy at Trinity College Dublin.